This is Earth and Sky on how humans have always affected planet Earth.
For example, monsoons are patterns of summertime wind and rain. They're thought to have disappeared during the last ice age, when temperature differences between land and sea required to make a monsoon shrank. Gifford Miller is a geologist at the University of Colorado. He said that in Australia at the end of the last ice age, the few humans living there were burning forests and grasslands to hunt and farm.
We really asked the question, was it possible that burning also might have changed the feedbacks between the biosphere and the atmosphere, and in so doing, weakened the ability of the monsoon to deliver moisture into the interior?
Miller reasoned that human burning reduced vegetation, and that made the air over Australia drier. His colleagues then used a computer model to simulate an Australia covered with forests versus the Australia we know today. The forested Australia got its monsoons back when the last ice age ended 12,000 years ago. The Australia we know, with large deserts, never did.
Yeah, it doesn't prove the hypothesis, but that was a critical test of this hypothesis that if you change vegetation, that might explain the failure of the monsoon.
With thanks to the National Science Foundation, we're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.